Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Camp Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Camp, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And today is the Ask the Doctors LifeWave Radio, and I have with me Dr. Dennis Lovestein. Hi, Dr. Dennis.
Hey, Dr. Karen. Good morning, or good afternoon
good
for
morning.
You.
Good morning. Yeah, that's right. Dr. Dennis is in California, Orange County, so it's earlier for him. And so today we're more than happy to take any of your questions about the LifeWave patches, patching protocols, or any of the other LifeWave products as well. Please keep in mind that we want to make sure that if you are asking a question, please ask it in terms of symptoms rather than a diagnosis. So we can't answer questions about, you know, how do we treat cancer and things like that. You know, LifeWave does not, purport to treat any cancer, treat any illness, disease, can't prevent disease, that kind of thing. So we're talking about symptom management here. And so if you could just keep your questions with that in mind, we'd really appreciate it. So the number to call in to ask a question is 818-514-1190. Again, the number is 818-514-1190. And if you do have a LifeWave question, just hit your number one button on your keypad so we know that your hand is up, and we'll take questions in order of, of appearance, so to speak. So, Dr. Dennis, we have some people called in. They're not asking questions yet, but I have a question for you. I think this is really common, and you deal with this on a daily basis. Well, maybe not daily basis, but very common. So women getting to a certain age start to have symptoms of hot flashes and having difficulty sleeping at night, so they're having some hormonal imbalances. So what do you often recommend, which patches you use, and maybe which acupuncture points that you use for those kinds of symptoms of, you know, feeling overly heated or sweating all of a sudden?
Mm-hmm. Well, kidney six is a good point. Spleen six is good. And I find that when we use the SP6 patch on left kidney six, and also use the Eon patch on the right, either on kidney 6 or bladder 62, then that's really helpful.
Okay, so we can just review that. So SP6 complete patch, which is a negatively charged patch, it goes on the left side, so on kidney 6 on the left, and then you have the YH Eon patch, the anti-stress patch, on the right side of the body. You can either use kidney 6 to match, you know, where the SP6 complete patch is, or you're saying you could use bladder 62 on the right mm-hmm. side. Is that correct?
Yes, especially at night when you're sleeping. And in fact, if you need help sleeping, I would even reverse the polarity of those.
Okay.
Like it's kind of complicated, but to make a long story short, if you reverse the polarity, it will calm you down and help you sleep. So that means you put the SP6 patch on the right bladder 62 and the Eon patch on the left kidney 6.
Now, aren't the patches designed to go on certain, you know, right or left sides of the body? Why would we want to put them on the opposite side? Wouldn't that be bad for our energy field or you know, how the energy is supposed to be traveling in the body?
Well, if you reverse the polarity, it calms you down and sedates you. So if you're having difficulty sleeping, it will help you sleep. And there are reasons for those two points to reverse the polarity on, because kidney 6 is a master point for rest, and if you put the positive patch on it, on the left, you're going to tonify it. So if you stimulate the point, the master point for rest, it'll stimulate rest.
Okay.
And then bladder 62 is a master point for arousal. And if you are having difficulty sleeping and you put a negative patch on the right, on bladder 62, on the point that arouses you, then you're going to sedate it and calm down.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense then.
So as
okay,
far as
great.
Sleep goes, so we're reversing polarity as far as sleep goes. And the reason for using the SP6 patch is that it seems to have an effect on the hormones in my experience in the clinic. So does the Eon patch.
So both have some sort of hormonal effect. We know that the Eon patch does help to balance cortisol levels based on, you know, the studies. So the SP6, you said, do you always use that in conjunction with Eon then if you're trying to, you know, help with hormone balancing symptoms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Any other protocols that you would use to help with, you know, hot flash symptoms or maybe any other menopausal symptoms or hormonal symptoms?
Well, another good set of points to use with those two patches is triple burner 17 right behind the ears. And that's because, number one, you access the triple burner channel, and the triple burner channel is involved with quote-unquote irrigation or water, and that translates into balancing the hormones. And also, behind the ear lobe itself are a number of points that access the endocrine system. And so you're getting a double whammy on triple burner 17 with balancing hormones, especially with those two patches.
Okay, and why would you use the ones on the head, which, by the way, triple burner 17, everybody, is on the head. Why would you use those instead of the other points that you talked about that were on the feet?
Well, to access the endocrine system and to have a rotation so you don't keep using the same set of points all the time on the feet. And so you give those a rest and you activate a different set of points. If you keep using the same patches on the same point all the time, there may be a habituation or the point may not respond as well after a few days. So you give those points a rest on the feet or the ankles and use the points on the head.
Oh, okay. And then how often do you recommend people use either of these points, like every day, every other day, three times a week?
Well, ideally rotate them every other day, like you start on the ankles, and then the next day you go to the head, and the next day you go to the ankles. But if they're trying to save money and you want to extend the life of the patches, you reuse them maybe two nights on the feet, and then go to a new set of patches on the head.
Oh, I see. So in other words, you're only taking the adhesive backing off of half of the patch. I know the whole patch is working, but because you don't sleep so many hours, you would take it off in the morning. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So you can do two nights with the leg ones with the same set of patch, just, you know, having clean, dry skin and not taking the other adhesive backing off of the other half until the second night. But then during the day, you can use the ones on the head. So you're not using, you know, a whole, you know, one for just one night.
Right. And also another dimension to this is you only want to use the reverse polarity at night because it'll keep you sedated during the day. So that would be another reason to take them off when you wake up from the feet or the ankles.
Oh, definitely.
If you're using reverse polarity.
Now, do you ever use the Silent Nights patches in conjunction with this hormone balancing protocol at night?
Yeah. You could use Silent Nights patches according to the brochure locations. And if you're just having trouble sleeping, and you're not so concerned with the hormone balance, then you could just use the Silanex patch itself. Even though David did mention the other day that it helps keep testosterone levels elevated, because that's what melatonin does in the literature, and the patch is designed to, the Silanex patch is designed to raise melatonin levels. But I find that it's also helpful to use a carnosine patch on the left side of the body when the Silanex patch is used on the right.
Mm-hmm. To help have you ever sleep. Used all three then with the Silanex, carnosine, and the Eon?
Yeah, especially during the first 2 weeks of using the Eon patch when people are going through the your Eon Brain protocol. I recommend they use it at night because the detox effects of the Eon patch make one feel lethargic or tired, and so it's ideal to wear it at night during the first 2 weeks of the Brain protocol. And mm-hmm. and then they can wear the Eon patch during the day after the first 2 weeks of detox. And
okay.
then
yeah, that's the great. Patch
provides more mental clarity after that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's great. And if you're just joining us, this is the Ask the Doctor show about LifeWave. So LifeWave Radio, the number to call in to ask your LifeWave question is 818-514-1190. Again, the number is 818-514-1190. And then just hit 1 so that we know your hand is up and you have a question. So, Dr. Dennis, let's skip to a different topic while we're waiting for folks. There's a bunch of people that called in, but they don't have their hand up just yet.
Okay.
What have you seen recently in your acupuncture clinic? What have you been, what symptoms have people come in, and what have you successfully patched recently?
Well, we had a visitor. People typically come in with back pain, but this visitor a couple weeks ago had very intractable back pain, and she said she'd visited a number of doctors over the years, and none of the medications they prescribed would get rid of her back pain, and they made her feel groggy. And what I did to help relieve it, and also instruct people that were listening online and at the clinic, was show them first the approach of using the ice wave brochure protocol.
Mm-hmm.
And that worked to a certain degree and pretty well, because she had pain that was, she described it about 8 out of 10 to start with, and it spiked up to 10 and down to 5 on occasion, and she couldn't really predict when. So all the pain didn't go down to zero, so I went to my triple triangle protocol, and that involves putting the ice wave patches on a point called Support Mountain, which is bladder 57, and that's right below the gastroc muscle, the calf muscle, in the little notch where the Achilles tendon meets the calf muscle. So you put the white ice wave patch on the right and the tan ice wave patch on the left, and that establishes a base for the triangle. And in most people, that gets rid of most back pain, because that point is called Support Mountain, and it's designed to help the back, designed by nature. and then I usually stack YH patches along the spine and on the head, depending on where the location of the pain is and how bad it is. So if it was really bad and I wanted to cover the whole back and create a triple triangle, I usually start with the Eon patch on the top of the head, and the easiest point to find on the top of the head is GV20, because that's at the top of the Tai Chi pole, which is the major conduit of Qi running down the core of the body. And then I put a glutathione patch on GV14 because that's where all the yang channels and meridians and the shoulders and the upper part of the body cross. So you're hitting all the yang channels with that one point that are in the upper part of the body, except for large intestine channel. That's the only one that doesn't cross there. Mm-hmm. And then I go down to the life gate, which is GV4, that's located right below the second lumbar vertebra with a carnosine patch. And so I've got an Eon patch on the top of the head, a glutathione patch below the neck at the top of the shoulders, and a carnosine patch on the lumbar spine. And if you use each of those patches as the apex of the triangle with the ice wave patches on the legs as a base, you can picture a triple triangle going on with the smaller one made by the carnosine superimposed inside the bigger one made by the glutathione on the neck. And both of those are superimposed in the largest triangle made by the Eon on the head. And as you pointed out, when you designed the Eon Brain Protocol, the Eon patch on the top of the head clears neurological blockages in the brain, and that makes all the other patches work better. Mm-hmm. So that's really helpful. And then the triangle is set up so that there's a really powerful field created by the patches in the center of the triangle, and that covers the back. So that gets rid of most back pain, and that worked really well on our visitor. And she was surprised that after years of seeing all kinds of other therapists where her pain wouldn't go away, it finally went away.
That's great. That's fantastic.
Yep.
Now, people might ask, do you use the ice wave white on right, tan on left, or can you swap them?
I usually use the white on the right and the tan on the left because that's mm-hmm. the normal polarity of the body. However, with pain, as you know, when we have blockages, the polarity in the localized area where there's a blockage that's causing the pain, you can switch the polarity around, and the right location of the patches are the actual sweet spots where the pain goes away. So you have to play with the patches a little bit sometimes in order to get the pain to go away,
mm-hmm.
to find the right. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say that when I muscle test myself, sometimes I'll lately, anyway, it seems that the tan patch is going on the right side of the body and the white patch on the left, which I know isn't the regular polarity, but that's just what my body says it wants. So,
right.
We kind of say whatever works.
Well, just as a reminder to folks, too, when we're dealing with the paradigm of Asian medicine, according to principles of Asian medicine, pain is caused by the blockage or blockages to the flow of qi in the body. And when you put patches on, you increase the flow of qi, especially if you're using a positive patch and a negative patch. You increase the flow of qi between the two acupoints or between the two points where the patches are. And with the ice wave patches, that's usually enough in 99.9% of the cases to dissipate or get rid of the blockage.
Mm-hmm.
And then if the ice wave patches don't totally work all by themselves to get rid of all the blockage, because a lot of the blockage is caused by stagnation, the ice wave patches work best on dissipating stagnant qi causing the blockage. Sometimes the blockage is caused by inflammation. And so the YH patches, like the Eon, the glutathione, and the carnosine patches are best at lowering inflammation. We use those in addition to the ice wave patches, and that's enough to to get rid of all the blockage, because you get rid of the inflammatory component creating the blockage.
Oh, yeah, that's a great explanation. Thank you, Dr. Dennis. And if you're just joining us, we're on the LifeWave radio show, Ask the Doctors, the first Monday of each month. And the number to call in is 818-514-1190. So, again, the number to call in is 818-514-1190. And just hit 1 so we know that you have a question. It's a great opportunity to get your patching questions answered without necessarily having a private consult with either Dr. Dennis or myself. Let's go to I have another question here. And we talked about, hormones before, and then we talked about, this great case that you have with back pain. And by the way, everybody who's listening, if you want to have a picture of what Dr. Dennis is talking about, I did do a blog post on my patchtrainingteam.com website of Dr. Dennis's protocol. There's some pictures there as well. So this is a while ago that we talked about this in our advanced training class, Dr. Dennis and I. So if you go to patchtrainingteam.com/blog, put in the search term advanced protocol for back pain, and you'll see Dr. Dennis's triple triangle protocol for back pain. And I've put his name in there. So you'll see that particular one. And notice that the ice wave is white on right, tan on left in that photo. But, for some people, you may need to reverse that to get the better results. Okay, so the other big thing over the holidays, Dr. Dennis, is people wanting to know what kind of advanced protocols, or I should say acupuncture points, that you prefer to help people with appetite issues, to help support them in their healthy weight goals. So I know you have some special, protocols that you like that help to combine certain patches rather than just using the SP6 alone. So what's your secret?
Well, I use SP6 and Eon together, and also energy enhancer patches. And let's look at the energy enhancer patches first. I recommend people use those according to a five element rotation using yin yang pair. And what that means is you put the tan energy enhancer patch on the left side of the body on the yin point of an elemental pair, and the white patches on the right side of the body on the yang point of an elemental pair. Now, an example of an elemental pair, let's take an element like earth. Earth is an element that has two organs in it. The yin organ is the spleen, and the yang organ is the stomach. And so when we use the yin-yang pair in earth, we put the tan energy enhancer patch on left spleen 6 and the white energy enhancer patch on right stomach 36. And so our yin-yang pair is spleen 6 and stomach 36. And that's a really good combination in earth for helping with weight regulation, because those two points in earth help regulate caloric balance, the transformation and transportation of water, which, if you translate that from Chinese terminology, means that you're moving energy around and you're balancing calories, and you're taking calories, which is a measure of thermal heat that's derived from thermal heat coming off water and off the body's use of water, to get the balance in the earth. And earth is a nurturing element, and it's known for being nutritive or supportive, like the mother. So that's the quality of earth and why that pair is good for helping with caloric balance. And then if you move on to the other elements, yin-yang pairs, And I won't mention each one because it would take the whole half hour. But if you use the other ones and the other elements, you also help balance energy. So then I'd also use the SP6 patch on the left side of the body and on the days that you're not using the TAN energy enhancer on the left spleen 6, you could use the SP6 patch there. And don't just keep it on one point. Use it there one day and use it on triple burner 17 another day and see we're getting at hormones again to help with caloric balance. And I find another good point to put the SP6 patch on is left spleen 15, which is on it's on the edge of the abdominal muscle. If you go to the left of the belly button on the edge of the abdominal muscle, you'll find spleen 15. And then at the same time you're using the SP6 patch on the left, you want to put the Eon patch on the right. So if you've got the SP6 patch on left spleen 15, then you can put the Eon patch on right stomach 25 to the right of the belly button. And if you want to find the location, like you don't remember all the locations I'm talking about and you need some help finding locations of acupoints and they're not in the brochures, then you can go to yinyanghouse.com and click on the points index and go to a meridian that you're searching for and hover your mouse over the point and it'll give you a really detailed point location.
Oh, that's perfect. And would you, if you're using the SP6 for appetite control or to help with weight loss goals, would you be using the energy enhancer on the same days or on different days?
Use them all on the same days. You can either, like if you're using the SP6 point and you've got a TAN energy enhancer patch on that, you can use the SP6 patch on a different point. Or you can actually stack the SP6 patch over the TAN energy enhancer patch, or vice versa.
If you happen to be on that water.
Oh,
I see. If you happen to be on that earth element that day with energy enhancer and you still want to use the SP6 on the SP6 point, you can just stack it on top of the TAN energy patch.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then where would you put the Eon if you have your SP6 patch on the SP6 point?
You could either use it on the right SP6 point, or you could use it on right stomach 36.
Mm-hmm.
Or, because stomach 36 is a command point for the lower abdomen, and you're going to help regulate the chi in the lower abdomen with stomach 36. Or if you're interested in draining damp, you can put it on the right spleen 9. Now, damp is an accumulation of water. It's like if you have swelling that you're trying to get rid of that's causing your weight. Or if the damp has transformed into phlegm, which translates into fat, then you can use right stomach 40 because stomach 40 is indicated for phlegm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I've been using lately.
Right. Oh, you don't have any fat on you.
Yeah. Well, I definitely have phlegm, though.
Not the last time I saw you. Yeah, there are other forms of phlegm besides fat. That's true. And the phlegm also accumulates inside the arteries. So if you've got fat inside your arteries, that's a form of phlegm, too. And so stomach 40 helps with that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, Dr. Dennis, we ran out of time, and nobody was brave enough to call and ask a question. They're all just listening today because we usually get you know, at least 100, 150, 200 people that listen in or listen to the archive. So definitely is a popular show. So I want to thank you very much. And maybe you can just share with people about your Acupatch clinic, where they can find you.
Well, we have an Acupatch Health Education Clinic in Los Angeles, and we do hands-on work where we have a free community clinic every week, every Wednesday from 7:30 to 9:30. And you can actually contact me and ask questions through my Facebook page. If you message me on Facebook, if you want to keep it private, then you can do that. Or if you want to ask publicly, you can do that too.
Fantastic. So they just search your name on Facebook?
Yeah, search for my name, Dennis Loebstein, like earlobe and Einstein, on Facebook. And you'll find me, and you can ask questions, and you can ask about the Acupatch Clinic, too, and I'll let you know where it is and how to get there.
Okay, that's fantastic. Thanks, Dr. Dennis. And in case you have, everybody listening in, have not thought of all the Christmas presents that you want to get your family, friends, and loved ones, please, please think about my book, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, for anyone who you know who might be suffering from pain, who doesn't want to do the whole drug thing. We certainly talk about the patches and in a couple of different chapters in the book as a wonderful energy tool to help relieve pain. So you can find me at KarenKan.com. KarenKan.com, or my Patch Training Team website at PatchTrainingTeam.com. Fantastic. Well, thanks, Dr. Dennis, and thanks, everyone, for listening in. Until next time.
You bet, Dr. Karen. Thank you.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye-bye.